Hey listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to The Spirit of Business, where we talk about our mission to promote economic growth by educating consumers and training corporations on compliance. I'm your host, Reese Roberts. Let's jump right into it. Hello listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in to The Spirit of Business. This is your host, Reese Roberts, and I want to kind of apologize for having such a long hiatus from The Spirit of Business. I've been doing quite a bit of studying and researching in order to pivot the focus of Serve Inc.'s basic kind of function on the market. We've been doing quite a bit of development in the area of products and services. So today's episode is really going to be focused on talking about that and what it's going to mean for anyone to do business with us on particular levels. So firstly, I want to invite all of you to follow us on, LinkedIn, and also on Instagram. So on LinkedIn, you can find The Spirit of Business on Serve Inc.'s page, which is just Serve Inc. On Instagram, you can find us at serve.soar, and that's just serv.soar. And once you visit those pages, you'll be able to read quite a bit more about what we do and the reasons why we do it. So without further ado, I'm going to start talking to you about our mission statement. I went to a networking event on Thursday last week, and it was really, I guess, a proud moment for myself because I stepped a little bit outside of my comfort zone, and I was able to kind of work the room a little bit more than I typically do, and I was very much glad that I did that because I was able to have some very interesting conversations about what we do and how we're going to position ourselves moving forward. As we kind of partner with corporations and our individual clients. So in our mission statement, you'll find that we're talking about how we do our research and how we sort of serve the corporate market and how we contribute to economic stability just using education. And I want to really highlight the fact that this is something Congress has called for in our economic practices, because they introduced legislation that has everything to do with consumer education. And so Serve Inc. is intentional about serving that purpose and kind of leading the charge to create what we call the informed consumer. The reason why is because obviously there are implications to the economic stability of our nation whenever we think about how corporations impact the consumer and why the consumer needs to be informed. And so the reason I kind of gather from what Congress has published in their legislations and the Code of Regulations is that the attorneys that work for businesses and work for corporations, they are hired specifically to protect the interest of that corporation. That is one reason why we see several regulatory agencies and also several well-accomplished attorneys still not able to produce a certain level of compliance when it comes to their shareholders and their interested parties, because an attorney who is for hire will have to perform the duty according to how they've represented their clients. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're breaking the law. It just means that they may not be applying the law in its fullness so that it actually benefits the consumer. And this is the reason I believe Congress needed to set the record straight and allow the consumer the resources and the provisions to be able to enforce their own interests and their own rights inside of the contracts that they have with the corporations or with anyone. I think it's important to also inform the consumer, in addition to what Congress has legislated and the provisions that they've given, but I think it's also important because the consumer can only hold a position where they're looking out for their own best interest, if they are informed enough about all applicable laws. It can't just be one form of law or the other. The securities must be protected. The equity must be protected. A person's privacy must be protected. Their property and things of that nature, they all need to be protected inside of each contract. And so we cannot leave that onus on the attorney who is hired for the corporation. We have to know that as consumers and as private parties, we are responsible for being able to analyze and assess our own best interests so that we can be the one to express the terms that need to be expressed to protect that interest in whatever the contract is holding as collateral or whatever the contract may be negotiating as far as it being a negotiable instrument. So our duty as consumers is to, again, take the information that we're being given and apply it holistically every time we go and make contact with a corporation, and also as members of, or I should say as officials of corporations, whenever we go to work, we have to know that there's a responsibility to know and understand what the regulations allow and what they do not allow as it relates to the consumer, because the corporation is run by the individual. The individual is a consumer. So it's in everyone's best interest, whether you are in an official capacity or in a private capacity, to follow the regulations, because that's what the regulation is established to do. It's there to create a sense of order. There are situations where conflict may occur, and you know, our research is really designed to try to figure out how we can mitigate those conflicts instead of making claims against either party. We feel it's best to achieve compliance by basically creating non-adversarial relationships with corporate executives, because if there has to be a claim filed or a report filed or an audit performed and it looks negative against the corporation, the shareholders are most likely going to naturally reject that information. But if we're allowed to have the conversation in more of a negotiation for the reason of compliance or for the purpose of compliance, then it basically allows the consumer to have a much better outcome, as well as the corporation having a much better outcome. When I worked for Automatic Data Processing, one of the VPs of Human Resources came to me once and told me that working in the corporate field and climbing the corporate ladder has everything to do with creating win-win relationships and win-win situations. And so it's just imperative to be able to acknowledge that everybody in commerce is in the business of making money. Everyone is interested in keeping their brand image squeaky clean, making sure that people are not implicated in their private capacity for wrongdoing, using limited liability for what it's there for. And so our research is really, it's going to expose some weak areas. Yes, it will make certain corporations look less than perfect, but in the corporate world, we call that an opportunity for growth. And so we think it's more important to serve the greater good of the economic forecast instead of trying to save face. Because in our economic position, we are looking at more of an emergency than anything. And so being in a position to kind of clear up some of the image problems, being able to educate on both sides of the spectrum or both ends of the spectrum, it's just better to be able to look at the holistic problem and apply the laws of governance and the balm of regulation to really soothe what we consider to be symptomatic problems. Hey, Spirit of Business listeners, this is your host, Reese Roberts. I want to thank you for tapping into this preview and let you know that we're no longer featuring our mentorship on Patreon. We're now hosting the School of Professional Private Administrators. So if you go to our Instagram page on serve.soar, you can actually access our $99 courses for beginners. This covers a lot of the information that a lot of beginner students don't really understand just yet. We want to make sure we carry you to that foundational learning to make sure that your administration is effective and that you can get to your remedies a lot quicker and with a lot less headache than if you were to try to do it alone. So click the link in bio on serve.soar, that's serve.soar on Instagram, and we'll be happy to welcome you to the School of Professional Private Administrators. Okay, ready to tap back in? Let's get into it. Basically diagnostics, you know, where we can look at our economy, we can look at the health of our accounts, okay, because our accounts are obviously reflecting what the economic position is. If our accounts are up and they're robust and things are flowing and commerce is not restricted, then of course that's a sign of economic health. It's a sign of public health. But once we start to see recessions and we start to see declines and we start to see inflation and we start to see these negative, with these negative signs, then we have to recognize naturally that this is because somehow commerce has been restricted or somehow there has been a throw off or some kind of imbalance to what is supposed to be an orderly and very regulated system. So at Serve Inc., our research is really for the industrial analysis. It's really for us to sit back and look at each industry and figure out what are we doing and why. So far we've looked at banking and we found quite a bit of restrictive practices that exist in the operational structures, they exist in the policies, they exist in the contracts, they exist in the terms and the conditions, the definitions of certain things as we contract with one another, especially with corporations. Much of the restrictive conversation, or excuse me, much of the conversation on restriction should be had in those areas, because according to the general practices, especially generally accepted accounting practices, corporations are corporations are more so blindly but intentionally at the same time applying these restrictions on commercial flow, but not 100% sure if they realize that this is restrictive not only to the market, but it's also restrictive to themselves because they're on the market. So in our work, we want to take away the layers of ignorance that create this self-destructive behavior coming from our corporations. If they're not looking out for the best interest of the consumer, then of course, if they're serving the consumer, that means they're not looking out for the best interest of themselves. So our goal is to really educate the executives and the decision makers about how commercial flow without restriction is more opportunistic for the corporation itself whenever we release the restrictions, allow the consumer access to their credit rights, especially when it comes to financial institutions, depository institutions, okay, lending institutions, those types of organizations, when they impose when they impose corporate restrictions that are not regulatory constrictions, it causes an imbalance. Congress recognizes that, which is the reason they provided for credit protection law. Because in order for us to maintain equitable flow in commerce, we have to maintain equitable interest in the securities that make commerce what it is. Commerce would be nothing if there was no secured party, if there was no security interest, if there was no security agreement, if there was no debt security. At this point, we're looking at a situation where we may not have any more collateral because the way collateral is being taken from us by way of fraudulent securities transactions, you know, it's looking like a market that will be at a deadlock if we continue failing to understand and apply the regulatory flow that has been established by Congress. So I would like to close with that 15-minute tidbit about what Serve Inc. is here to do. I welcome questions. I welcome conversations. I welcome ideas on partnership. If you are an executive at a corporation, or if you have access to anyone in a decision-making capacity, or you're in that type of office, we want to have discussions with you about how we can audit your operations processes and how we can look at the regulatory provisions that govern the industry you're in. In most cases, if you're in real estate, if you're in lending, if you're in a financial institution, if you are housing tenants, or if you are selling cars, if you're doing anything having to do with a consumer's social security number, you are in a regulated industry. And you must understand what those regulations mean whenever you collect that person's social security number, whenever you run that person's credit, whenever you access their private information to create accounts. You are regulated, and that means that you must comply with the federal regulations that are applicable. Not only that, but also statutory legislation, public law, common laws, contract laws. All of these things must be incorporated. They must be aggregated in a way that your entire operations, your entire service to the public, your entire interaction and engagement with the public must be in compliance with the regulatory expectations and provisions given. Okay? So our job is to make sure that you understand your powers and authorities, make sure you understand your regulated duties, and make sure you understand that these restrictions are not always a bad thing for you. Okay? So with that, we sign off and welcome you to come back to our next episode of The Spirit of Business. I am your host, Reese Roberts, and I'm the lead researcher at Serve Inc. So again, reach out to us at 888-899-9372 if you'd like to schedule an appointment or have any type of consultation with us. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Thanks again for tuning in. This is The Spirit of Business, and I am your host, Reese Roberts. If you'd like to reach out for any consultations, please call 888-899-9372. Again, you can reach out at 888-899-9372 for any consultations or quotes on our corporate training or individual educational materials.